ರಾಮಾಯ ರಾಮಭದ್ರಾಯ ರಾಮಚಂದ್ರಾಯ ವೇದಸಿ ರಘುನಾಥಾಯ ನಾಥಾಯ ಸೀತಾಯ ಪತೇ ನಮಃ. ಕಿಷ್ಕಿಂಧ ಕಾಂಡ ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ ನಂಬರ್ 41, ದ ಸರ್ಚ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಸೌತ್. ದ ರೆಸಿಟೇಷನ್ ಬಿಗಿನ್ಸ್ ನೌ. Then Sugriva turned to Nila, the son of Agni, to Hanuman, the son of Vayu, to Jambavan, born of Brahma, to Suhotra, Sarari, Saragulma, Gaja, Gavaksh, Gavai, Sushena, not the father of Tara, Rishabha, Mainda, Divida, Vijaya, Gandhamadina, Ulkamukha, and Ashanga, the two sons of Agni, and Angada, and said, take with you the fleet set of my bands and search all through the south. The Vindhyas with its countless peaks, woods, jungles and torrents, the river Narmada teeming with deadly black snakes and very deep, the Godavari, Krishnaveni, Varada, Nekala, Utkala and other rivers, the towns in the Dasharna country, the kings of Ashwavanti, Avanti, Vidarbha, Rishika, Mahishaka, Vanga, Kalinga, Kaushika, Dandakaranya, Andhra, Pundra, Chola, Pandya and Kerala. Next you will meet with the mountain Ayomukha, iron-faced, adorned with numerous veins of metal, strange peaks and forests of sandalwood. Then the holy river Kaveri with its crystal waters will bless your sight. It is the favorite resort of Apsaras. Next you will pay your respects in all humility to Maharishi Agastya, who adorns the Mount Malaya even as a resplendent sun. Taking leave of him in all respect, you come to the banks of the Tamraparani, infested with crocodiles, even like a maiden going to an assignment with her lover in all the splendor of her garments, ornaments and perfumes. This charming river is lined on either side with delicious sandalwood forests, right until it seeks the arms of its lover, the mighty ocean. Next meets your sight the golden capital of the Pandya kings, the emporium of pearls, precious stones and other rare and priceless articles. Last you come to the shores of the sea to Mount Mahendra. With an eye to future contingencies, Maharishi Agastya placed it in the sea. Shining with gold and covered with beautiful forests, it attracts to itself hosts of Devarishis, Yakshas, Apsaras, Siddhas and Charanas. Nay, the Lord of the Shining Ones, Indra himself, comes to the holy waters to bathe during the fortnights. 100 yojanas beyond lies the island of Lanka, inaccessible to men. Seek ye for Sita there foremost, for that is the capital of Ravana, a wicked foe. There he holds sway over the Rakshasas, as glorious and great as Indra himself. In those southern waters dwells a Rakshasi by the name Angaraka. She has the power to draw upon herself creatures by the shadows and satisfy her ravenous appetite. So take care of yourself on that route. I have my own doubts about these places, so bring me a clear account of them. 100 yojanas beyond is the Mount Pushpitaka, the resort of the Devas. Its countless peaks lose themselves in the high heavens and shine with the glory of the sun and the moon. One of them, golden of hue, is a resting place for the sun, while another, silver of hue, is a resting place for the moon. Ingrates, cruel men and atheists see it not. Bow your heads before it in reverence and search there most carefully. 14 yojanas beyond lies the mountain Suryavan, most difficult to access. Next to it lies the mountain Vaidyuta, ever bright with flowers and fruits. Feed your fill upon the nectar-sweet medicinal herbs, roots and fruits, and the honey that flows from the trees, and take your way to the Mount Kunjara. Maharishi Agastya has a hermitage fashioned for him there by Vishwakarman, 1 yojana in breadth and 10 in length. It is decked with gold and precious stones. The capital of the mighty Nagas, Bhogavati by name, is located on that mountain. Fortification of great extent, guarded ever, assisted by dreadful serpents of keen and cruel fangs. There rules Vasuki, the lord and the monarch of the serpent world. Close to it are many countries that are practically unknown to the outside world. search there most carefully. Beyond that rises from the sea the mountain Rishaba, shaped like a bull. It produces many varieties of diamonds, gorochana and sandal of the color of the lotus leaf, kumkuma, tamala and fire. But do not set your heart upon it, nor dare to touch it, for the Rohitas guard it ever, and they are cruel and mighty. They own the sway of Sailusha, Gramani, Shikru, Subhra and Babru of dazzling splendor. It is also the home of holy personages of untold merit and of the radiance of the sun or the moon or the fire. Nay, even they who have raised themselves to the worlds of gods delight to live here. Further than that you cannot go, for there begins the dreadful realms of the Pitris and the capital of God of Death. I am sure that that is the limit of your search. It is up to you to seek for Sita carefully in all the above places and in others that you may come across. He who brings to me, before 30 days have passed, the news of Sita, him will I place by my side. He shall share with me my wealth and power and delights. Dearer to me than my very life, I hold no other person more precious to me. He may be linked with a thousand crimes, but he will receive from me the treatment due to a dearest kinsman of mine. Your might and prowess and strength and valor are boundless. You come of glorious and noble ancestry. So you are richly gifted with the necessary elements to seek for Janaki and bring me news of her. Mangalam Kushlin Raya Mahaniya Gunavati Chakravarti Dhanunjaya Sarva Bhomaya Mangalam.